Thank you for watching today's sermon from St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in Stoddard. Our message today is...
Grace and mercy and peace are yours from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The word for our consideration this morning is the second lesson that you heard read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Permit me at this time simply to reread the final verse. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who kept his promise and came as the Savior to win our forgiveness, and who has promised to come again in glory to take us to glory, dear Christian friends, have you opened any Christmas presents yet? I wouldn't be surprised if you have, because I know that there is such a thing as an early Christmas present. You know how it goes. Someone gives you a present and says, you can open it now. Usually that means that this gift is something that you are going to use now, right away. Maybe something like jewelry or clothing to be worn to the Christmas Eve service or to a party. Or maybe it's something for a trip that you're about to take. So people tell you, don't wait. Open it now. This morning, we're only 1 week away from Christmas Eve. And not surprisingly, people are anxiously awaiting for Christmas to come. They're anxious not only for Christmas, but we're also anxious for the last day. Because as Christians, we believe that Jesus is going to return to take us all home to heaven. Now, I know it's early, but today the Lord is offering to you a Christmas present, an early Christmas present. The Lord tells you to open it up right away. The Apostle Paul is going to explain to us that this is all about what God gives you before Christmas comes. The Lord gives us a list of those Christmas presents right away in the text before us this morning when he says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks to all in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now I know what you're thinking. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. That doesn't sound like a list of Christmas gifts. That sounds like a to-do list. That sounds as if God is telling us what we need to do and what we need to do better before he comes. It's almost as if Paul is saying that we are to practice being happier, that we are to be better at our prayer life, and that we are to remember to always say thank you to Jesus for his blessings. You almost get the impression that the Apostle Paul is like a golf instructor trying to help us with our swing. You know, loosen your hands, put your weight back, rotate carefully your body. But of course, Paul would be saying something like, believe, Christian, that you are to rejoice more, pray more, thank more. My friends, nothing could be farther from the truth. Because remember what Paul says right after he gives us that list. He says, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is what God wants for you. This is what God has planned. This is what God has accomplished for you through our Savior Jesus Christ. Now, God's not giving us more directions about what we should be doing. God's not burdening us with more guilt about our failures and shortcomings. God is telling us about what Christ is doing for us. And so the apostle unpacks before us this morning these early Christmas presents, because he wants us to use them now already. He wants us to use these gifts before the Savior comes again, because we need those gifts. Our God is very much aware of the fact that we need these gifts because of our sin. He knows all about our doubts and insecurity. He knows about how miserable we can be when people attack us. He knows about all of the problems that face us. He knows about the pressures that we feel to keep quiet about Jesus in our world today, rather than speaking clearly about Jesus as the Savior. Our God is very much aware of all the pressures that are upon us. But we're not alone. Our God says to us this morning, open it. Open these Christmas presents that I have for you, because you can use them right now, every day of your life. Our God says, I give to you the gift of my Son. For he sent his Son into this world at the first Christmas to do for us what we could never hope to do for ourselves. Yes, God sent his Son to be our Savior, to restore that relationship which sin had broken, to reestablish peace between us and our God, to let us know that when Jesus said from the cross, it is finished, that all had been done in order to win for us the forgiveness of our sin. And it's because of that, because of Jesus having suffered and died for us, that we can rejoice because our sins are forgiven. It's because of Jesus that we can pray, knowing that God hears our prayers. In fact, God tells us that our prayers accomplish a great deal. God tells us that we have every reason to be thankful, even when it may appear to us that things aren't going so well in our lives, we know that God is able to work out all things for the benefit of those who love him. And therefore, we have reason to give thanks to God for everything that he provides. But you know, it doesn't stop there. Even after we receive those early Christmas presents of prayer and rejoicing and thanksgiving, God also tells us that through those gifts, he's going to bring us something else. He's going to bring us peace, and he's going to bring us confidence that no matter how things may appear to us now, that he is going to demonstrate his love by finally taking us to be with him in heaven. How do we know that? Well, we know that from God's word. And so the Apostle Paul turns our attention to that word of God when he says, do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. For a moment, put yourself into the situation in which the early Christians, the Christians who were alive at the time that the Spirit directed Paul to write these words, what they were experiencing. They didn't have a Bible to carry around with them at that time. The Holy Spirit was in the process of making that possible. But Jesus had told his followers that he was going to send his Holy Spirit to bring them the word of truth. And so every day that they gathered for worship, As they chose someone to stand up and speak to them, they were convinced that God's word was coming to them. Now, Paul uses the word prophecies here. And immediately we tend to think of something that's going to happen in the future. But a prophet is somebody who speaks for God, somebody who's God's mouthpiece, telling us what God wants us to know. And so those prophecies that were being given to the people were not only about the future, but also about the present. Encouragement, courage to withstand the temptations that were inflicting them all the time. Well, then why does Paul talk about quenching the Spirit? Why is he saying that some might extinguish that word of truth or hold it in contempt? Again, we have to go back to that time period and recognize that there were not only those who were speaking on behalf of the Lord, God's truth, but there were also those false teachers. And the people were asking themselves, how do we know? How do we know what's true? Because these messages don't agree with each other. And so Paul says, you need to compare what is being said with what God has already told you. Otherwise, you find yourself confused. One person says this, and another person says something completely different. And in the process, the danger is that God's word might become meaningless, undependable, at least in the eyes of many. Sounds familiar in a way. Sounds much like the world in which we're living today, where there are so many churches that call themselves Christians. And yet it seems that their message is so different from each other. So different from what God tells us in His inspired word. And the unfortunate thing is that when people hear these different messages, they not only become confused, but they may finally give up listening to that message at all. And so you find some today who say, well, it's all about deeds and not about creeds. In other words, we should pay attention to what people are doing and not pay so much attention to what they're saying. Or there are some who go even farther and say, well, you know, this doctrine business, these teachings, you're going to have to ignore what people are saying about them. And what happens in the process? The word of truth is lost. The very thing that God wants to give us, peace and confidence, is going to be lost as well. That's why the Apostle Paul tells us that we are supposed to go about this differently. Rather than listening to what everybody is saying, listen to what he has said. Compare what is being said with what God has said in his word. Don't extinguish, don't quench the Spirit of God speaking through his word. Test everything that you hear. Compare what is being said with what God tells us in his word. Hold on to those things which agree with God's word and reject those things which do not. You know what that means, brothers and sisters? It means we've got to do our homework. It means if we're going to compare, we're going to have to go back and know what God says in the first place. And so the Apostle Paul is telling us that if we're going to make full use of the Christmas gifts that God is giving us, we're going to have to know the promises that He gives us in His holy word. Because it's only then that we're going to have reason to rejoice. It's only then that we're going to know that our prayers are being heard and that God will answer in the best possible way, it's only then that we will remember that we have so many reasons to say thanks to God for all that He has done for us. God has not left us defenseless as we are waiting for Christ to return in glory. No, God has given us tools that we are to use. The tools of joy, the tool of prayer, the tool of remembering. All so that we are ready when the Lord Jesus does return in glory. Paul gives us a prayer then at the end of our lesson when he says, "May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it." What a perfect finish. Here we are in the third week of Advent, getting closer and closer to Christmas, and all through this Advent season, God has been getting us ready. He, of course, has pointed out our sin and our need for a Savior. He has called us to repentance and asks us to believe the message that is given to us. And He points out to us what happens if we are not paying attention to our God. There will be no joy, no answered prayer, no reason to give thanks, no holding on to the truth of God's Word, no standing blameless before God in eternity. That's why the Apostle Paul urges us to pay attention and to give thanks to God for all that He has done for us in His holy Word. He ended by saying, "The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it." God doesn't just give us promises. He fulfills those promises one after another. And we can be certain that the God who has kept those promises in the past will continue to keep those promises for all eternity. God will continue to help us. He will continue to provide us with the support that we need each and every day so that we can go on rejoicing, so that we can go on being convinced that our prayers are heard and being answered in the best possible way, so that we can continue to remember all the things for which we need to be thankful. Just as certainly as this week a different colored Advent candle has been lit, so certain can we be that God will continue to keep His promises, that He will shepherd us through each and every day to take us finally to be with Him in heaven. So, my friends, pray boldly. Rejoice courageously. And thank your God for the blessings, even when it seems as if there aren't any blessings to be thankful for. Hold on to the peace which our God has won for us through our Savior Jesus Christ, and now instills in us the confidence that the Christ who came at Christmas is also going to return again in glory. I know it's early. I know that Christmas hasn't yet come, and that Christ Jesus has not yet returned again visibly to this earth. But this morning, as we open these Christmas presents from our God, it's almost as if you can hear God saying to each and every one of us, "Merry Christmas from God your Father. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for watching today's message from St. Matthew's Lutheran Church in Stoddard. Join us for worship at the following times. Like us on Facebook or visit our website for audio and video sermons or to find out more about our congregation. God bless your week in the Lord.